Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb here on a very, very cold day at the University of Vermont's Miller Farm Complex, where a $10 million renovation is underway. The barn houses cows for the university's Cooperative for Real Education and Agricultural Management Program. That's known as CREAM. So we're at the farm to meet with a few folks and some cows, of course. Tom Vogelman is the Dean of UVM's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. And great to be with you today, Tom.
Well, I'm delighted to. This is sort of a landmark occasion. Well, let's start with the CREAM program. It was started about 27 years ago. And what we're seeing in terms of the renovation of the farm complex today is really building on the foundations of one of our signature programs. This is a dairy herd that is managed completely by students. And so they get firsthand experience working with large animals. And I must say they've done a marvelous job over the years. I think only one student has been stepped on.
Just one.
And primarily it's a herd now of Holsteins and some Jerseys, and they're transitioning to 100% Holsteins in preparation for the move to the new barn, which should be complete next August.
How big a herd is it right now?
Well, let's see. We have about 35, 40, and the new barn will have expanded capacity so that we could take up to 56.
You know, a lot of people might think that UVM doesn't actually have a herd of cows anymore because you sold your bigger herd a few years back. Why did that happen, and what's the difference now between the herds?
Well, you know, the fact that there are cows here on the Miller Complex seems to be one of the best-kept secrets in Vermont. We had two herds at the time back in 2009. One was dedicated to research and the other was teaching. And it was a situation where the return on investment just was not worthwhile keeping the research herd. So we sold that to focus on the CREAM program. But then to replace the research function, we started to partner with farms in Vermont. It's called the Dairy Center of Excellence Initiative. We started out with four partner farms. We're currently up to 19. And that's after a relatively short period of time. So I'm very, very happy about how this has unfolded.
Tom, you mentioned that the students here working with CREAM are working directly with the cows. They're doing this on their own. Who is the typical CREAM student that's interested in this kind of work?
Well, they come from all over. The students actually have to interview for the program, and those interviews are conducted by current CREAM students so that they choose the next group of students who are going to come in. And I would say that there is no stereotypic profile. We get history majors, we get people who are interested in animal science. It's pretty much across the board.
History majors, really?
I think we've had a couple of those over time. And they absolutely love it when they get down here. And, you know, I'm sort of looking at the dedication that it takes to get through this program. I mean, there are chores, milking chores, at 3:30 in the morning. And the last shift goes off at something like 10:30 at night. So you really have to be made of hard stuff to make it through this program.
I rarely find people who wake up earlier in the morning than I do, but that's extraordinary. 3:30 in the morning. I mean, this is a real working farm.
Well, Mitch, we're really glad to hear that because we have a spot open for you tomorrow at 3:30 milking.
I thought my job was tough. No, it's very easy compared to what happens here. Well, we mentioned a typical CREAM student. There is no typical CREAM student, but we do have one with us here today. And I'm going to ask you to say her name, and I'll explain why in a moment.
I'm going to introduce Carolyn. She is an advisor to the CREAM program, and she has laryngitis.
We're so sorry about that, Carolyn, but this is a real radio moment. So I will, bear with me here. I'm going to ask you to tell us, about the work that you do here and why you like to do it. What first attracted you to the CREAM program?
I've never worked with cows before. So it was an amazing experience that I've never really had the chance to do before.
And did you ever do any kind of work on a farm or any kind of rural work at all?
I'm from New York City, so no, not at all.
Fantastic. Where do you want to go with this? I mean, ideally, when you graduate from this program, do you want to go into veterinary services? Is that the kind of career you're looking for?
I want to be a veterinarian for large animals, but people coming in this program don't necessarily always want to be veterinarians. They want to enter the dairy industry. Some people become nutritionists. There's a wide array of things that people do after CREAM.
What do your friends say about, Tom mentioned getting up at 3:30 in the morning sometimes? We're talking right now. I mean, it's 0 degrees according to my car temperature gauge. I came out. It's probably colder than that now. What do your friends say to you when you tell them, yeah, you know, I can't really go out with you guys tonight. I got to be up at 3:30 in the morning to milk the cows tomorrow.
They always think I'm crazy. And then they see how dedicated I am to the program. And then they also see how much I end up loving the cows. So it's a great time.
So, Tom, with this kind of work, I mean, it sounds like with the expansion now, and there's a big renovation going on here, what's the ultimate goal? I mean, what do you want to see the CREAM program become?
Well, the CREAM program is really part of a grander vision. We really are focusing on our signature programs that makes this university unique. And so I would say the grand vision for this farm complex is to create what I call the farm for the future. Agriculture is going to be increasingly important as we move in through the next couple decades, and the Northeast is poised to become a leader in many areas. So the challenge is with modern farms is to make them as energy efficient as possible, and one of our goals is to make this farm energy neutral. And so the new barns will be equipped structurally so that they can take on solar panels, which will be added at a later time. We're looking at methane digesters as a way to create a source of biogas to fuel the project. We're working with engineering students to maybe look to see whether we can use geothermal heating and so on and so forth. So we really envision this place to be a hotbed of cross-cutting research, not only for students in the College of Agriculture, but students in other units within the university.
So Tom, tell us where we're heading into right now.
Yeah, we're currently headed into the real CREAM barn, and you can see that these are definitely big animals that have lots of milk associated with them. And what I would ask you to sort of imagine is that this barn was built in the mid-60s, and so you can see that we've gotten our money's worth out of it, and you can now imagine what this new barn is going to look like using modern technology that we're going to be putting up very shortly.
Yeah, these look a little bit like cramped quarters. I mean, it's a very low ceiling here. You've got about how many cows in here right now?
Oh, let's see. It looks like 15 to 20. We try to keep it at about that level. You're observant because one of the things that's happened with cow genetics since the 60s is that cows have gotten actually about 30% larger.
Is that right?
So the new quarters that we're building them will be more comfortable.
It's quite a bit warmer in here, too, as we've come in here. It's a good 15, 20 degrees warmer, it feels like.
Yeah, it's called bioheat. Cows put out a lot of heat energy.
So this is all natural heat for
you. It's about as natural as you can get.
The milking units go across the tracks, and they go to each cow. So we do all the work. They just get to stand there and there.
What about the output of milk? I mean, how much milk is created here by these cows? Is there any way to tell in volume?
It's like 4,000 pounds every 2 days.
Most modern barns that are built today in Vermont are not tie stall, but because we are focusing on teaching and having students work very closely with the animals, we are going to be one of the rare exceptions by using tie stalls.
Tom, the students who go through the CREAM program, they're mostly headed to veterinary school, I'd imagine, and they have about a 90% acceptance rate, apparently, when they do apply. What other kinds of fields do they go into, typically?
Well, we've seen them go into the pharmaceutical industry. Some of them have gone into state government. Some have gone on to work within the agricultural banking system. So, one of the goals of this program is to train train leaders that can go into just about anything but have a working knowledge of what a farm really is like.
Sorry, Carol, I'm going to ask you another question. What's been the most challenging thing about working in this program?
Working as a group. That's pretty much what this program is about. 15 strangers trying to figure out how to run an entire dairy. So,
are there ever disagreements about how things should be done? Because they're letting the students, Tom said, they're letting the students run the show.
Yeah, there can be disagreements, and we have weekly meetings with each other so we can discuss what decisions we're going to make. Sometimes it's not the greatest feeling, but the different opinions and different experiences people have really make that experience worthwhile. In my last class, we had someone who grew up on a beef farm, and he had different experiences than what I've seen, and then some students are further along in their animal science or whatever major they're in at UVM, so they have knowledge from classes that others haven't taken, so it's a great melting pot of different ideas, and it works out well.
And Tom, I imagine that dynamic of having students work together, work things out themselves is part of the point, isn't it?
Exactly so. And that's one of the things that really makes this program unique.
That was Tom Vogelman, Dean of UVM's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and CREAM student advisor Carolyn Ricardo.